The New York Rangers can punch their ticket to the Stanley Cup Finals tonight with a win over the Montreal Canadiens at Madison Square Garden. And Rangers fans, some of the most diehard in all of sports, are ecstatic. WNYC's Robert Lewis caught up with some longtime members of the New York Rangers fan club, a throwback to another sports era.
Growing up in Brighton Beach, Brooklyn in the 1960s, Debbie Rockauer used to babysit for neighbors. It was in those late nights after the kids went to bed, but before the parents got home, that a Rangers fan was born.
Can we get more sour pickles?
Sitting in a diner on the corner of 33rd Street and 8th Avenue across from Madison Square Garden, she recalls those nights.
There would be nothing on after Adam 12 when I would put the kids to sleep. You probably don't even know Adam 12. It was a police show. And one night I was flipping the channel, and the games used to be on Channel 9.
Horton with the puck, drops to Eagers. Eagers carries it on the boards, now stops, now shoots, score!
I was watching, and every Saturday night, all of a sudden I couldn't wait to watch the hockey game. And I would bring a pad with me with a pen, and I would try on the little black and white TV to try to memorize their numbers.
Rockauer was hooked. And that's what led her to the New York Rangers fan club. Hockey historian Stan Fischler says the organization was founded in 1950.
The fan club had a very close relationship with the team because in those days, the aura of hockey players was not as it is now.
Fischler, who is a charter member of the club, says it was a very different time.
Some hockey players now are practically cartels. They're so rich. And these were down-to-earth guys who were making $7,000, $8,000 a year if they were lucky.
The club hosted trips to away games, hung signs through Madison Square Garden to cheer on the team, and even had social events like an annual dinner dance with players. At its peak, the club had around 2,000 members. Sitting across from Rockauer in the busy diner is another longtime club member, Janet Esposito. Hours before the puck drops tonight, she talks about the allure of hockey.
Well, I think what it is, I think it's the speed of the game. I mean, I'm a baseball fan too, but like, you know, you can sit and unfortunately be bored to death because nothing happens, but there's always something happening in hockey.
Esposito says the club was also a social outlet. It's where she made some of her closest relationships.
One of my friends had a friend who took someone's place that was supposed to go on the trip and didn't go, and that friend happens to be now my husband.
Rockauer says it was a tight-knit group.
I think all of those years of not winning brought the fans closer together because we all had in common that same desire to see them win the cup. And 94 was, it was a dream.
That's when 54 years of futility finally culminated in a championship.
Courtneau hits Zuboff for the pass. Zuboff swings it around. Larmer clears the zone. That's it. 54 years of curses are over. No more 1940. The waiting is over. The New York Rangers are the Stanley Cup champions.
But the greatest moment in recent Rangers history also marked something of an end for the club. The team stopped supporting the organization, quite like it had.
Well, we used to send out a newsletter once a month to the fan club members. And the Garden used to let us bring it over to the mailroom, and they would mail it out for us and save us a lot of money in postage. And all of a sudden, one day, they brought it over and they said they couldn't do it anymore. The whole culture just changed.
But that's not just a New York story. Colleen Coughlin is president of the National Hockey League Booster Clubs, an umbrella organization for fan clubs across the country. She also runs her local St. Louis Blues hockey team, Boosters.
Our link to the club has declined, a lot like many other clubs.
She says players just have more demands on their time, and many teams are running their own trips and promotional events that in the past were organized by fans.
It's just unfortunately, you know, the nature of the growing popularity of our sport.
And that popularity will be on full display tonight as Rangers fans, club or no club, try to push their team closer to the Stanley Cup. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.